wonder, can you indicate to me, how many of you watched Strictly Come Dancing last night? Oh, good, a goodly crowd of you, okay. So we've got some fans here. Do you watch it every single week? Yeah, unmissable, absolutely. I think it's a little known secret about me that my dad actually had some bronze medals for his ballroom dancing. My dad, who was quite old when I was born and was not particularly well, I never actually saw him. But apparently he was a bit of an expert on the cha-cha-cha, as you would say. So I remember as a little girl watching the original Strictly, the original Come Dancing, where you used to have lovely formation dances, and I used to love the costumes. But of course, the Strictly thing nowadays is not just about the dancing, is it? It's very much about the journey. And I must admit, I get quite annoyed sometimes because it takes so much of the programme. Because as the weeks go by, we hear about what they've been doing all week and how they've been training and all the rest of it. And so it takes far too much of the time. But actually, it is really important because this idea of a journey is something that is obviously quite important, because Emma chose a song which talks about journeying. It's about one more step along the world I go, long more step along the road through life. It's imagery that we use all the time, and we use it in church too. We talk about journeys of faith. We talk about going on a pilgrimage. On the second, in our second reading, we heard about Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan. And I know some of our congregation here have been over there to see this ghastly, muddy, murky water, which is where Jesus and John were supposedly to have John baptized Jesus, actually in the river. And it's a place that people go to be blessed by that water. And they bring a bottle of the water back with them, a little tiny sample of the water, just so that they can have the experience of that part of that special journey. It's a reminder. My sister-in-law recently walked part of what's called the Camino. You may have seen there was a film made about it. It's a pilgrimage route which goes all across the top of the North Spain from the Pyrenees to Santiago de Compostela. And for them, it wasn't just something that they did quite lightly, because they actually had 3 days off in the middle of this, because the blisters and various fatigues and viruses, etc., had taken such a toll on the people who were doing this long walk that they actually had to take a break in the middle. So it wasn't all just about enjoying the glorious scenery. It was about really pushing yourself and working hard. And yes, enjoying the scenery and the highs of the journey and the sense of elation when you got there in the end. But it was also about learning to live with the dark bits in the middle, the difficult bits in the middle. And when we talk about our journey of life, we talk about how our Christian faith starts and changes and evolves as we journey with Christ at our side. Keep me travelling along with you is what we've just been singing. It's knowing that we've got God with us when we're actually going on this journey. Now, I don't know whether you know much about this song. Sidney Carter, who wrote it, also wrote an even more famous song called The Lord of the Dance. I don't mean the Michael Flatley version. I mean, I am the Lord of the Dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance. And that's another image about our life as a dance. Obviously, not strictly, though. So we can interpret it for our whole life. And as Lucy's taking this big step, this is actually her first step in the journey of faith. And lots of you here have already taken that step because your parents chose it for you when you were a small child. You didn't know. It wasn't a step you took on your own accord. It was something that your parents and your godparents did for you. And it's really special that the godparents today who've had those promises made for them are now making those promises and committing themselves to help Lucy on her journey of life, her journey of faith. And it's important what we'll be talking about later at the end of the service. There will be gifts for Lucy, there will be a Bible, which is your handbook on the journey of faith. There will be promises that you've made to pray for Lucy, because prayer is also really important. It's like tuning into your sat-nav. There's no point in having sat-nav if you haven't got Wi-Fi. And your prayer is your Wi-Fi, which connects you with God on your journey through life. But the most assuring thing, I think, in this song is that it recognises that we need courage to keep going sometimes through life. And that's the encouragement that we get from knowing that God is there with us. Sometimes we will have really dark moments, really bad times. Sometimes in our relationships, when times are hard, when we get old, when our partner gets ill, when our parents are ill and need lots and lots of support, then they, like us, need the support of knowing that they're loved. Loved by us, as we get support from knowing that we're loved by God. So we need a good sense of direction. We need good, clear instructions before we start on our journey. And as I said, those are stories which we hear when we're reading our Bible. But I want us to think today too about what we've just heard from the Old Testament. Moses said those words that Rennie read to us at the beginning. And I'll read those first paragraph to you again. "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience with him," and that means to do what God actually wants you to do. And God's Holy Spirit tells us, I think when we do things that are really bad, most of us, even if we're not Christian, know that we've done something wrong. And most of us recognize that we need to make that wrong right in some way or another. "So love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience with him, keep his commandments, decrees and laws, and then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess." There's another hymn which we will be singing later, and I'm sure it's a hymn that's very well known to all of you. It's a song beloved of every Welsh crowd that's ever stood in the Millennium Stadium or in Cardiff Arms Park. It's "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, Pilgrim Through This Barren Land." Now, saying that the land around us is dry at this point is probably pushing a point a bit. But when Moses was walking through the wilderness, it was... finding water was really difficult. And that's why water, as well as light, has lots of symbolism in our faith and in the ceremony that we've just seen there. In that sacrament of baptism, as Lucy has... if you imagine the image of going down under the water, as Jesus did, when Jesus was baptized, he went right under the water. We don't do that to babies because it's not very nice for them. But it's a symbol that you're washed clean and that you're completely dead to the power of sin in your life. And that is why it's so important when we do this baptism service that we remember the grace of God. Because when we go into that water of baptism and are washed clean by the power of Christ in us, then we are ready and equipped in a way that we really cannot understand to walk the path that God is calling us to walk with him. We may not always recognize it. It may be that for years and years and years we've never thought about it. But if you are thinking about it today, then think, what does it mean to you, those baptism promises that were made for you, as we've made for Lucy? What do they mean? And it may be that today is the day when we all need to set course again and follow on the right path and follow God's path and follow Jesus' path to the cross and to be dead to ourselves and to be dead to the power of our sin in our lives. Big things. If you'd like to talk to somebody about that after the service, then of course there will be prayers, people to pray with in the back corner here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the symbolism of the sacrament of baptism. And as we've watched Lucy being washed clean of her sins, we thank you that by the power of your Spirit, you too have washed us clean of our sins and have set us free from the power of sin on our lives. We pray, Lord, that we would continue to walk in your path and to look for the good and true path in life. In Jesus' name, amen.